Portland may become the first city in the Pacific Northwest to require all owners of old brick buildings to make earthquake safety upgrades, but being on the leading edge is not a comfortable place. The Portland City Council Wednesday night postponed an expected vote on mandatory retrofits. The same issue was sidetracked in Seattle as officials scrounge for financial incentives to sweeten a mandate. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Portland city planners identified more than 1,600 old brick or unreinforced concrete buildings that could crumble in an earthquake. Seattle is close behind with an estimated 1,150 vulnerable old buildings. You can find others in pretty much every historic city core, from Bellingham to Medford. We're talking commercial and apartment buildings, churches and schools constructed before 1950 or so. Jim Atwood owns a portfolio of rental properties, mostly in Portland's Old Town.
I'm proud to say that my buildings are now occupied by happy residents and small businesses paying below market rents.
Atwood recognizes seismic upgrades for old buildings would save lives, but he says the cost and lost rents don't pencil out for him.
If these buildings have to be upgraded, they'll basically be demolished and these people will be put out on the street.
Building owners such as Atwood, along with tenants, packed a Portland City Council meeting Wednesday. They came to warn that the affordability and historic character of the city could fade away if the council proceeded. Portland's fire chief also spoke up, though. He painted a stark picture of the monumental search and rescue task if the really big one happens sooner than later. Northeast Portland resident Alex Roth urged the council to aim high so that he doesn't someday end up dead under a pile of bricks, as some unlucky Californians have.
We have an opportunity now to require meaningful upgrades that will protect Portlanders in the future when the earthquake comes. And I believe that if we don't take that opportunity, that a time will come when we will regret that.
The proposal in front of the Portland Council would require owners of old risky buildings to add reinforcements, such as tying together walls, floors, and roofs, and bracing cornices and parapets to prevent the raining of bricks and stones onto the sidewalk below. Mom-and-pop building owners could get up to 20 years to make those safety upgrades. Mayor Ted Wheeler says financial incentives will be offered, though those details are still sketchy.
I have heard over and over in the last few weeks that this is not the right time. And I've got to tell you, there is never going to be a good time. We have to move forward. The question is, how do we do it, and how do we minimize the fiscal impact on people who own and people who lease the properties that we're discussing?
Wheeler then said the council needs more time to reach consensus. He announced the expected vote on mandatory earthquake retrofits would be postponed for weeks or longer. Policymakers in Seattle are closely following the developments in Portland, as well as in California. Seattle's Office of Emergency Management is working on a revised earthquake retrofit proposal that probably won't come before the City Council until next year. Deputy Director Laurel Nelson says the staff is mindful of unintended consequences if the cost of required upgrades is too high.
For instance, in Los Angeles, they actually mandated it with no financial incentives. They lost 19% of their historical buildings, as well as demolition of buildings.
That would not be acceptable in Seattle, Nelson told the governor and state officials earlier this spring. Before going further, her office is trying to cobble together financial incentives and grant money. Both Portland and Seattle officials plan to ask their state lawmakers to provide more financing options in the 2019 sessions to make buildings earthquake safe. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.